And about the education program we were talking about, how does that program influence your performance program and vice versa?
Oh, so much. I mean, so the methodology that I was explaining earlier about how I work with the dancers in the studio, it's very similar to our pedagogy of what we do with the young people in schools. I call it the movement exchange method, and it's about this passing movement back and forth that gives students agency to create something of their own and then pass it along to their peers. And I developed this myself through my own teaching practice. And as I was teaching, I would simultaneously bring it into the adult dancers. And what I find is, you know, as an artist, we're always trying to tap back into that childhood spirit, that childhood creativity, when we're more free, you know. And so what I find that I do very similar work in the education program with young people as we do with the professional artists. Obviously, the professional dancers are able to bring their training and their artistry and their physicality to go a lot deeper with the concept. But it's the same principle at heart. It's really about how can we make ourselves be more free? How can we remove the limitations of judgment, remove the limitations of fear, of I'm not good enough, I can't do that, or that's not for me, right? How can we take those barriers away so that everyone has access to express themselves through movement? And that's what, there's this kind of simpatico between our dance education and the work I do with the professional dancers, because I see many of my dancers have been with me for many years, some 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I see how they've grown as artists in the time working with me, and they've grown in their technique, they've grown in their ability to be very specific and clean in their movement, but they've mostly grown in their artistic expression. And that's what, in my mind, is what brings the audiences in, and that's what inspires everyone to love dance.
Amanda, we've got a few more minutes left in the show. I think it's great to go over some of the things